Good morning, good people. I'm Kipling Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined by Tiffany Calloway Farrell from the Atlanta Business League. Tiffany, welcome.
Thank you so much, and excited to be here with you this morning.
Well, you're here specifically this morning to talk about the 13th Annual Men of Influence Reception, which honors business owners, professionals, civic and community leaders in our community. And it's taking place on Tuesday, August 13th at 6 p.m. at the Atlanta Marriott.
Well, thank you so much. And yes, we're very excited about our upcoming event, our 13th annual, in fact, Men of Influence. And we are excited for all of the African-American men and leaders that we will honor from the Metro Atlanta community.
Now, tell our listeners why it's so important to have this distinction with men of influence in the Atlanta metropolitan area.
Well, Kipling, I think one of the main reasons why it's so important is to make sure that we truly understand the contributions that African-American men have made to our Metro Atlanta community. During the event, we're going to honor some of the most influential men who've made significant impacts to the Atlanta community. Some of them are from a corporate perspective. Some are from a public perspective, you know, public partnerships, nonprofits. So just a wide variety of African-American men who've chosen to make their life's work about not just about what they do is their business or their if they're an entrepreneur, what they own, but really being a part of the community and having an impact to the community.
And what does that mean when business impacts the community? Because we know, you know, business, they hire people, you know, provide jobs and security for families. But you're talking about bigger impact beyond their employees. What does that mean when business takes an active lead in community challenges?
Well, I think when business owners, specifically as the Atlanta Business League, that is one of our primary focuses, entrepreneurs. But when business leaders in general take a role in the community, it really is, it does several things. For one, it inspires our youth. When they are able to see people who look like them achieving and giving back to the community, then they want to be a part of that. And secondly, I think it just giving and their giving to the community helps to inspire other entrepreneurs who may be wanting to start a business and maybe thinking about it, but then they get to see an example of a leader who's giving back and who's helping the community, and that makes it more important for them to be seen. And that's one of the reasons why we make sure we honor these influential men, is so that the community can see what they're giving back and the impact they're making, but also as inspiration to others.
That representation is so important, and we see it over and over. It's hard to be, you know, what you don't see.
Exactly. That's a very good quote with Kipling.
So now, our listeners who may have never been to a Men of Influence event, how can they get involved, and why should they attend? And I always say, also, why should they bring a young person with them?
Well, so I'll start with how they can get involved. So there is a registration link on the ABL homepage website. There also is on our LinkedIn homepage. And so there are many ways that they can register for the event. But really the idea of bringing someone, whether it be a young person or maybe it's a young entrepreneur who's thinking about starting a business, I think that they will really get a taste of what the Atlanta Business League is about, but also the opportunities that exist. One of the missions of the Atlanta Business League is to help grow and cultivate African-American businesses. Coming to an Atlanta Business League event, if you've never been to one, you really get to see a who's who in Black Atlanta, and then make connections that could be, you know, long-lasting. So I think that's why it's important. I can remember, Kipling, bringing my then high school age son, who's now a senior in college, to one of our ABL Men of Influence, and he told me, he said, Mom, he said, I'm so amazed, I'm so inspired by the people who are here and just what they've achieved. So they served as an inspiration to him. And so I think that's why it's important to make sure that they bring someone, like I said, if preferably a young person, but anyone to see that, you know, what the men of influence have done. And we have a wonderful class this year. In previous years, we've honored people to different award categories, like our Legend Hall of Fame inductees, Lonnie, who created the Super Soaker. I mean, just Tommy Dorch, who's a huge businessman in Atlanta, who has really paved the way for other African-American entrepreneurs. And honestly, I shouldn't start naming names because the list is, you know, the list just goes on and on.
It really does. But this is a wonderful opportunity to not just see these individuals, but it's a reception. So you actually get to engage with them. You know, you can walk up to them and, you know, ask that question about your business startup or about your idea. And I've never found these gentlemen to be inhospitable. They're always receptive to folks coming up and talking to them and asking them, you know, about business.
Exactly. And that is one of the things about the Atlanta Business League, about this event in particular. It is a reception. There's, you know, wonderful food at the Marriott, wonderful hors d'oeuvres, wine. And I do think that if people were to come, and when you think that you could have access to some of the top leaders in Atlanta, and to your point, Kipling, they are very open, very welcoming, and just really exchanging contact information usually happens at every single ABL event. And then people start to build relationships outside of ABL. And so that's really one of the things that is fundamental for us after over 85 years of serving Atlanta, is the fact that we help African-American entrepreneurs build relationships and start friendships and relationships that could really lead to something much greater than either party could have ever imagined.
And Tiffany, that leads me to my next question about the Atlanta Business League. And we all talk with you on a regular basis, but of course, Atlanta is a new city. Lots of people coming into the area that are new to Atlanta and the business community in Atlanta. Could you give us just a little bit of why the Atlanta Business League is the organization to put on this Men of Influence reception?
Well, there's several reasons, but thank you for pointing that out. I mean, the Atlanta Business League, as I mentioned, was started over 85 years ago as the National Business League with Booker T. Washington. So when you talk about a rich history and culture of wanting to make sure that all businesses were included, and so at that time, African-American businesses, you know, we were there, but really when you talk about the growth of them, and many people don't know that Atlanta has one of the highest numbers of African-American entrepreneurs. And so the idea is that how do we work with each other, and the Atlanta Business League becomes that connector that makes sure that not only are our businesses growing, but that we're helping each other grow. For example, if I have an accounting firm, how can I work with a construction firm to make sure? And then so you get to have African-American entrepreneurs doing business with other African-American entrepreneurs, and then they open them up to their clients. And so it just becomes this wonderful cycle, I think, of others helping others. And in return, they get to grow their businesses themselves. So the Atlanta Business League is that conduit. It is that place. And also for many of our corporate sponsors, if they're looking for supplier diversity, if they're looking for diverse vendors, they will come to us and say, well, listen, we are looking for a African-American caterer, or we're having a project and we're looking for an African-American construction company. And so we know and we have a huge membership database. And so we can refer our members to them, and they trust us to give them and to refer to them great African-American business owners. So that's really what the Atlanta Business League does, and that's why it's so important for African-American businesses, especially if you're new to the city, to join, because we have that long-term history, and we have people that you need to be connected to.
I think that is a wonderful description of what the Atlanta Business League is. And we are talking with Tiffany Calloway Farrell about the 13th annual Men of Influence reception, which will honor business owners and professionals in the civic and community arena in metropolitan Atlanta. The event, again, is taking place on Tuesday, August 13th at 6 p.m. at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for sharing this information. And our listeners can register for the event on the Atlanta Business League website.
That is correct, yes. Our other social media platforms, we also have links to the event. And I do want to point out that in several of the other published information that it showed the Sheraton, the event was moved to the Marriott Marquis. So just to note that it is at the Marriott Marquis if they see anything different out there. We are updating all that, but we just want to make sure that everyone knows where the event is, because it is going to be an event that you do not want to miss. And we do thank our co-chairs. One of them is a great friend of mine, Quinny Jenkins, with Southwest Airlines, and they are looking forward to this wonderful event.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.